Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, it seems that electric cars are very popular here in the Bay Area, but there was a federal tax credit that was cut in half, and then it's going to be cut again in July. What are the expectations of what that is going to do to sales?
Well, it's going to affect them, and I'm not so sure that the nonprofit study that we're quoting is going to meet its goal of reducing or increasing the number of electric cars to the level everybody's talking about, Patty. It's a bit of a roller coaster. On one hand, Tesla's introduction of the Series X, more affordable electric car, has surged sales in the Bay Area. Electric cars now accounted for 13% of the new registrations last year, and that's up 7% from 2017. But as you're pointing out, even in the Bay Area, we're still only talking about them being 3% of the total, and that's in San Francisco area. And in San Jose, it's up to 5%, but it is still in the single digits compared to new car sales, and not even in the same parking lot with trucks and SUVs.
So the state is talking about spending more money to try to study ways to reduce emissions from vehicles, reduce gas-powered vehicles on the roads.
Yeah.
What direction might that go apart from the stickers, the carpool stickers that are so popular?
It's because what we've tried up till now, Doug, is, and I think you know it, whether it's through incentives, tax base, rebates, or different credits, is to encourage people. Now, one of the ones that was popular was in giving electric cars the right of way on diamond lanes, which people were grabbing that, saying, hey, that's the way it goes, as a matter of fact. And so everybody was using that. The thing is, it's not necessarily holding as strong as people thought. So what are you going to do? Is it going to be the marketplace and incentives that get people out of gas and into electric? And some of the things that are happening are PG&E is increasing the number of recharging stations, so we're going to see more of those. Or are you going to mandate it? Are you going to add more fees to gasoline? Are you going to start having the state say, we want these requirements on cars? That's the tug of war. And Governor Jerry Brown was pretty much a guy that wanted to encourage it, do it through carrot, not a stick. Gavin Newsom's going to have to make that choice because Phil Ting, as you noted, he's asked for this study into how to reach the goal of reducing the number of gas-burning cars on the streets. And when you start with the study, as you know, you've covered politics enough, a $1.5 million study, which was included in the budget, that becomes a policy down the line, and then the policy possibly comes a quota or a target or some other resolution, and then eventually a law, and then things can get gummy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.